The crew of the crews are there, are all lining the thing. I think there's three cheers for Lord Charles as he gets disembarks from the ship.
I see. Oh, great. Well, that's fabulous. And so it's all starting to happen for us over there.
Yes. So you should be coming in our direction any moment now. As I said, the launch is in the water.
Yeah.
And there's a crew, the member of the crew at the front of the ship,
yeah,
and one at the rear, and they seem to be just casting off with their boat hooks now. Yes, they're definitely casting off now. And as you can hear, people, the salute, which I believe is a 75-gun salute in honour of Lord Charles, is going on now.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's great, Marty. And they're sort of all set, and he's on his way across then.
Most definitely, yes. It's,
yeah.
The sea's very calm. The moon, as was sun a few moments ago, but the moon now is shining very delicately upon the waves.
Oh, it is a pity that we missed that one,
it's
but
really
never mind.
Pity, yes.
Yeah.
It's a very clear sky, though. It's just a gentle haze. The moon's very clear. One or two stars are beginning to appear. It's a very impressive sight. The cruise, of course, is all illuminated, and it's really a wonderful sight. Here on the good ship Caroline, we had all the flags around the ship, which are most of them almost invisible now in the darkness, except the lights around the funnel, which are illuminating the centre part of the ship.
Yeah.
I'm near the stern here, and we're watching very carefully as this launch begins to get closer. In a few moments, you should be able to hear it as it comes quite near.
Uh-huh. All
right.
It is the Marine Band, is it? The plane now?
It is the Band of the Royal Marines, indeed, playing on the after deck of the cruiser.
Oh, wonderful. Well, how long do you think it'll take for him to get across, Martin?
With my estimation, about just over 5 minutes, I think.
Well, in fact, it would be best if we went on and had a record then.
So you come back to me after it's over.
All right, very well. Well, there it is. Marty's out there with the ship, and we'll cross across to the Martin again in just a few moments. In the meantime, I think we'll have a little bit of music for Mr. Freddie Day. Thank you very much, old son. Well, I think we should cross back to Marty now. Marty, are you there? Come here, please.
I'm most certainly. It's really been happening since while you're playing that record. You've just come back to us in time because the flypast by the Air Force is just about to take place any moment now. One lot have already been over, which you've just missed, but a few seconds, the second flypast is just due.
We sort of heard the tail end. How many flypasts are there, in fact, due?
I think there are three in all. One's gone and two to come. I think I can hear they come right now.
Sounds like they're passing right overhead.
My goodness, they are. The whole deck's trembling. Anyway, the launch now has already reached the side of the ship. And on the good ship Caroline, the side of the deck here...
It's coming up very close to the side of the ship. Is this the idea?
Almost alongside now.
Uh-huh. And can you pick out any of the figures on board yet?
Most definitely. So there's three people on board.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, not sure who they are. Then, of course, there's Lord Charles, whom I have met before.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, then there's First Lord of the Admiralty, I believe, is also the First Sea Lord, I beg your pardon.
Is it true that he's some relation of Lord Charles?
Yes, it's his brother, I do declare.
Oh, boy, I bet he looks smashing in all his clothes out there.
Well, they're all in their military gear, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lord Charles, I believe, is also an honorary rank in the fleet. And he, too, is in Admiral's uniform. And he's really fine. And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, you just hear the launch coming right up in front of the microphone now, right where I'm standing. I'm going to lean over the side, they've cut the motors, and we're just lowering the staircase. It's less of a ladder than a staircase for his lordship to come. Now, they're just lowering the staircase, you might hear it just bump down, and yes, that's it. And now Lord Charles, being escorted by his brother, you can also hear the echo of the 75-gun salute going on in the background. And they're just climbing the ladder onto the good ship, Caroline. I can't quite get over there because I don't see my technical failure. We've had to use a shorter microphone lead. And at the moment, it's being greeted by the captain of the Caroline. And I'll try and see if I can get Lord Charles to come over here and say a few words. It's very quiet on the good ship, Caroline. There's not many of us here, as you may gather. But you can also hear the music echoing across the waves from the destroyer, which really are celebrating now. I wouldn't mind being able to destroy at this very moment, but still we're very lucky and privileged to be here on the good ship Caroline. And here comes Lord Charles now, escorted with his brother. Good evening, Sir Charles. I should have said afternoon, that was in the rehearsal, but well, we're a little bit late. But have you anything to say to our 25 million listeners?
Hello.
Well, thank you, Sir Charles, and we very much look forward to hearing you with us all on the good ship Caroline.
He doesn't say a lot, does he, Marty?
He's, well, request for our listeners to find out in the next day or so.
I see, yes.
But I'd like to thank, I know this goes for the entire crew and station of Caroline, that we're very glad to have Lord Charles with us.
Mm-hmm.
We wish to wish him the best of luck for now and, of course, all the future times on the good ship Caroline.
I'm sure you'll second that, you'll see. Has he decided when he will go on the air for the first time?
We don't know at the moment, but we do know most certainly that he'll be having tea in a few moments and the honorary banquet this evening.
Oh, so that's what the cooks have been doing all day. I've seen them running around there with the stuffed pigs and things.
It's going to be really a great evening this
evening.
And I think after celebrations, we'll think about work when the good times are over.
I suppose that's fair enough. Anyway, buddy.
Yes?
Have you been keeping count of this gun salute? 75 or something, was it? 75 or
76? I did say 75, 76.
Yep.
I'm not too often to Admiralty terms.
You haven't been keeping any sort of account there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy. All right, then. Well, I think that's pretty well it, isn't it, Marty?
Yes,
where's he going now?
Well, he's just going to have his tea. He's been given... He's going into the captain's cabin. I must explain that the captain is moving out of his suite of cabins, and Lord Charles is taking over.
I see. Where will the captain
stay? I understand the captain is going into the... into the pantry.
Into the pantry? Oh, dear. Well, there it is, I suppose, when you have people of this sort of
caliber
on board. I mean, yes, of course, and I'm sure the captain doesn't mind going to the pantry, and I'm sure we all thank him very much for that. All right, people, well, it's almost 5 o'clock now, and the Lord has come on board, and in the background you can still hear the salute. So I think, Marty, have you anything else to add before we sign off?
No, I must suggest we hand you back to the studio just in time for the news.
Okay, then, thank you very much there. Martin Kane and the report of the Lord of the Admiralty coming on board. The Lord of the Admiralty, and of course our own private Lord, that is to say, Lord Charles. And it's brought our time up to almost 5 o'clock, people. I hope you've enjoyed that little business of Marty bringing you all those details. Okay then, well, to take us right up to the top of the hour now.
It's the perfect pitch, just remember this rhyme, when something happy happens, it's full of a watch time.
And the time is now exactly 5 o'clock.